This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Def Leppard for you, Friday morning at 7:14 on my birthday. The messages keep coming. My nephew, Eddie Baker, Ray Sherry and Albert's son, Jacqueline Poboroff down in Miami, my sister, Elizabeth, down in Parkland, Florida, Larry Walder, Steve Zemack, my old producer, Jennifer Harrison, Andrew Giuliani, Lynn Hort, and others. Charlie Marino, you too, buddy. Thank you. Mike Sullivan, of course, and my former co-worker at WFAN, the great Sean Argeman. So today is interesting. It is my birthday. It is the Ayatollah Khomeini's birthday. We just spoke to Alex Trayman about the latest in Israel. But no one knows more history than Curtis. I thought Bernie was good, God rest his soul. And he was excellent. But nobody's better than Curtis. So on this day, Curtis, these three things happen. It's not Adolf Hitler's birthday. That's tomorrow. That's why Columbine, those two idiots, animals, Klebold and Harris, decided to shoot up Columbine High School. They did it on Hitler's birthday. That's tomorrow, 420, also Big Weed Day. That's why Frank Catania is coming in later. He's opening his store tomorrow. But the things that happened today, you may remember Oklahoma City bombing. What a horrible tragedy that was. Blowing up the building, all these little kids downstairs. That was today, April the 19th. The day the United States basically blew up, set fire, and ended the scene in Waco, Texas, with your buddy David Koresh. That was today. And with Patriot Day on Monday, the day that they found the living son of brother, the older brother Tamerlan was killed the night before, the younger one bleeding in a boat after searching for him for almost a full day. He was found on this day, April the 19th. But I know Curtis. Curtis does a tremendous job, gets big ratings, a rip and read, noon to one every weekday afternoon, overnight weekends, and does a tremendous job with me every day. He's probably got 1,000 more things, but we start right there. Those, none of those good, mind you, Curtis, but those three things did happen on April. Well, I shouldn't say that. They found that Sarnoff brother. That is good. That is good. Otherwise, not so good, April the 19th.
Now, let me tell you something. What's not so good, Sid Rosenberg,
is
you didn't come in with disco for me. It's Disco Friday.
Not today.
You were a disco guy. I'm disappointed.
On my birthday, no Disco Friday.
I'm very disappointed.
No, it's about me today, not you, Kurt.
I understand. But you were a disco. And by the way, wrong way, Lou Ruffino, if I were John Catsimatidis, I would have fired the both of you. In your introduction, you played Cats in the Cradle from Cat Stevens, Youssef Islam, who's celebrating today, not your birthday, but the birthday of the Ayatollah Khomeini, because he signed on to the fatwa against Salman Rushdie, who almost got killed outside of Buffalo.
Well, except Except crazy. It's the wrong artist. It's not Cat Stevens. So,
what?
Yeah, come back.
It's Harry Chapin?
It's Harry Chapin.
Oh, he got you.
So I think someone else might be on the unemployment line. Have a nice day.
He got you bad there. It is Harry Chapin. He did do a song like that, though, Cat Stevens. Not Cats in the Cradle, but no, that was Harry Chapin. And you know what's funny? When I first heard the song, I thought for a second, that's Cat Stevens, and Curtis is going to kill me. Harry Chapin. Now, how do you feel?
Without disco, you see, I'm off my game.
You're not off your game. You are on your game. And I was thinking about you last night because we had this dinner, you know, and all those guys there love you, despite all the horrible things you've said over the years.
They all
love
kiss
you.
Adam's ass.
No, they don't.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
And guess who was not there last night?
Who?
The mayor.
Oh, gee whiz. I guess he was trying to hire more attorneys to ward off the pending U.S. investigation, since now he wants a Giulianiite Randy Mastro.
You know what I've heard?
Yes.
And you've heard this, too.
Yes.
And I'm not going to give out any names, but I know you've heard this. I've heard that since these investigations started to get real serious, and I guess I'm talking about the FBI raids and not necessarily the woman stuff, that from people who know him and still like him, they're still loyal to him, but to a man they've said to me, I swear to you, Curtis, he's changed. He's a different person. He's not the same guy. Not that he's paranoid necessarily, but people who really love him have said to me, Look at how happy you are. Look at you. You son of a gun. Look at you.
Yeah, believe this propaganda. Like Israel attacked Iran, right? Wagged the dog free. Before we get into all of that, I want to give you my present because my present has meaning. You mentioned a tit for a tat and you didn't want to say it by itself.
Right.
But I stopped outside of New York Sun. I had a whole pizza at New Park Pizzeria in Howard Beach, Cross Bay Boulevard. And across is a tanning salon. Yes.
Did you see William DeMeo from Gray's End? He was there, too.
I didn't see him. But
now, that is my tanning salon across the street.
That's right.
I'll be there today.
And I had to get you nipple protectors. Because if something happens to your nipples, that's it. You know what that leads to. So understand, I spent a lot of money to get these nipple protectors for you when you go into the tanning bed.
Curtis, these are not nipple protectors.
What are they?
These are for your eyes.
Well, you can put them on your nipples, too. They're like pasties. I'm off my game, you see? Where's my disco? But anyway, let's get to the fake wars.
Before you go to the fake war,
yes.
On a serious note,
yes,
this is actually a really good card. It's actually very sweet. When was the last time you bought anybody a birthday card? I got to think Nancy, you're beautiful, and I do love Nancy. I got to think Nancy is doing all these things.
No, I did. It was right down the block on Cross Bay Boulevard.
There's a CVS right across the street
from
the pizza.
Indian guys, they have all the cards chopped there. Went in there. They wanted to talk to me about Bombay, Madras, Pondicherry. I said, look, just give me a card. That's it.
Thank you.
Picked it out.
Thank you. It's cute. Did the guys at Newport, they know who you are, right?
Of course. I gave the guy a beret there.
That's awesome.
Has made me so many pizzas. I've been eating at Newport Pizzeria since I was 5 years old.
You have been?
5 years old.
I try to explain to Gabe that when I was young, in my teenage years, that's when the Italians chased those black kids onto the Belt Parkway with bats, and they died, those kids.
Michael Griffin.
Michael, very good.
Yeah.
So I explained to my son that this used to be that type of neighborhood,
And he doesn't see, he goes, well, wait a second, Daddy, we go to Lenny's, we go to these other restaurants in Howard Beach, and there's a lot of black people there. I said, well, it's changed. He said, 30 years ago, you were never going to find a black person in New Park Pizza, but thank God it changed.
You did in Lenny's.
Lenny's, remember, yes.
Lenny's used to advertise overnight on Channel 9. Blacks and Hispanics on their way to Far Rockaway, they had to make to Lenny's clam ball.
So they've been going there because, you know, you know, Lenny's this year is celebrating their 50-year birthday, 50 years.
I mean, that's the favorite of blacks and Hispanics. You walk in there, it's a mixed crowd.
Yeah, it always is.
But blacks and Hispanics love Lenny's. Really good food there. But let me get on to this fake phony war that's been going back and forth. Wag the dog. Come on, yeah. Hey, by the way, where's BB? I haven't seen BB do any press conferences lately, huh? Well, where's BB? BB always would get FaceTime. There hasn't been nothing.
Didn't we see him 2 days ago? Maybe not.
You saw Buckus.
Yeah. No, you're right. It wasn't a press conference at all. It may have been like media or something. You're right. Yeah.
This is all fake because the attack is not going to take place in Israel or Iran. And by the way, the three kings didn't come and bring you any presents because they were from Persia, Iran.
Yeah.
So you may be King David II, but you ain't Jesus Christ.
No, I'm
because
not.
You would have turned the Persians away.
True. So you're saying the attack is not going to happen in Iran or Israel.
No.
So Curtis Sliwa, tell this huge listening audience then, where is this attack going to happen?
New York City!
Oh, stop it.
Well, excuse me. Did you see Columbia University? They're flying Hezbollah flags, Hamas flags. You never saw that before. They are here. They are here amongst us. FBI Director Wray, how many times does he have to tell us they're here, they're going to hit us? Congressman Peter King goes down to Washington, D.C. to testify. He tells us they're here, they're going to hit us. We are totally unprepared because we will not work with ICE. Joe Biden leaves the borders completely open. You have Eric Adams, who's lawyering himself up and not preparing for the terrorist attack that's coming. So if you happen to be the Ayatollah celebrating his birthday today on your birthday with your mother, Naomi, you're saying, what do we need? We're going to hit the big Israel. That's New York City. That's where all the big machas are, the big Jews are, right in New York City. They've always wanted to hit New York City, and they're going to hit us again because, once again, we're asleep at the wheel.
I agree with you. You know, I keep trying to figure out. I agree with you 100%. And we've had these conversations, you and I. Ray Kelly has said that on this show, and other people that you and I both love and respect, Bo and others. I'm trying to figure out, look, there's not going to be another 9/11 attack where they fly airplanes into buildings. But you're right, they're here. They're in Brooklyn right now. They're in Queens right now. Manhattan, maybe.
They have falafel stands. They're selling Jews falafels and saying, we're going to get you.
Don't
laugh.
We're
going to get you, Juden.
You know, all those halal food stands and the pretzel guys. So what do you think it looks like? What do you think it looks like if and when they do? Because I agree they're going to attack. What do you guys show up with machine guns on 42nd Street? What does it look like?
Any number of methods. But it's got to be bigger than the attack on 9/11.
Oh, they can't do that.
Well,
you're not going to kill 3,000 people in New York again. There's no way.
Don't ever say they can't.
Well, how are they going
to
do it?
Because they live to do this. Remember, Sid, unlike you and everybody you know, and by the way, this morning, I thought it was Ralph Edwards. This is your life. It could have been Harry Harrison doing school snow cancellations. You mentioned everybody in your life, people who are alive, people who are not alive. I said, I'm red already. This is going on and on and on. But think about it. They know they got us. We're asleep. Our NYPD, which was the best counter-terrorist unit of any, would work directly with ICE when Raymond Kelly was the police commissioner. 12 times they stopped terrorist attacks here. They never tell that story. But now Eric Adams says, oh, I can't let the NYPD work with ICE. By the way, ICE has the computer with 2 million terrorists on the terrorist watch list. Want to bet that all 2 million of them would love to blow up New York City, would love to set off a bomb, whether it's a dirty bomb, whether it's sarin gas, or whether it's another attack on 9/11. How the hell could you be the mayor and not tell your NYPD, plug into that computer, let them sue me, let the city council sue me? The man has no culions. He has no balls to stand up to people in city council who would just as soon fly the flag of Hezbollah and Hamas. The socialists, they're out there all around Columbia University. They're flying Hezbollah flags, Hamas flags, and some of them are Jews. And some of you Jews, you contribute to Columbia University. You should take a menorah and impale yourself. And yesterday, Governor David Patterson, your friend, right? My husband-in-law, graduate of Columbia University. I said on the 5 o'clock roundtable discussion, ask him about Columbia University. They never did, because all the graduates of Columbia University, like Stephanopoulos and all of them, they don't want to say anything. Hey, you got to stand up loud and proud, Jews. They're going to attack us again, and when we catch them, they're going to be asked the question, why did you attack us in New York City? Because that's where most of the Jews are. That's where they control the world. That's where they own most of the real estate. How many times can you be caught asleep at the wheel? That's wag the dog in Iran and Israel. The real attack is coming to New York City, and our leaders once again have forsaken us. Biden, Hochul, and Adams, I can't do anything. Well, get the hell out of there then.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.